This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2124. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 3rd, Antarctica, Australia, Azores, Bulgaria, Egypt, Ethiopia, Germany, Iran, Israel, Italy, Kuwait, Lebanon, Madagascar, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, Russia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sweden, Tonga, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, we're still hearing when it's midsummer in Antarctica. LRA 36, 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband via remotes in Brazil only, and heard only on Wednesdays, both January 26th and February 2nd, from tune in around 15 UT until off circa 15:45, but not heard on Saturdays, when they used to repeat the Wednesday show. Several years ago, a Greek ethnic station in Sydney, Australia, was on the 120-meter band Radio Symban, S-Y-M-B-A-N, on 2368.5 kHz, which is one of the few shortwave frequencies available for private broadcasters. And now, to our surprise, it was again being reported, but unconfirmed, from January 22nd. I cannot hear it at first, even trying remote receivers in New South Wales. But finally, on January 31st, Brian Powell in Sydney reports he did hear it at 10:23 UT with Greek vocal music via a local remote receiver, and then heard remotely by others. And on January 31st at 16:18, I brought up a Southwest Sydney remote and found it already tuned to 2368.43 kHz. No one else using it at the moment. That is the exact frequency of Radio Symban. I listened for quite a while and heard nothing but continuous Greek music, no announcements, and no IDs at the top of the hour or any other time. It was still going past 17:48. And Ron Howard forwarded a report from Nico in France using a remote receiver in NSW and could also compare it to the stream of the station at radioau.net. Slant, S-Y-M-B-A-N, slant. And then Bruce Churchill in California was also hearing it via remote in South Australia, February 1st at 15:15. And again on February 2nd when Matt Francis in remote NSW was also hearing it at 09:10. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard was trying to hear it direct on February 3rd at 09:40, but not a trace. He says must be running unusually low power. He said he thought he might catch a trace of a carrier since he actually had heard it direct and QSL'd it in 2014 when the power was 50 watts. Jen in the RAD, who produces shows, carried on Unique Radio Australia, 5035 USB and streaming, notably Calling All Radio Nuts, says her other show, Eclectic Views, has changed times to start UT Sundays at 1800 until 2030. And on the next weekend, February 13th, UT Sunday, that time slot will be her Valentine's special, and it may be extended until 23 or midnight UT. If you can't hear them on 5035, there is a live stream you can reach via uniqueradio.biz. In Medium Wave Circle and Medium Wave News, there's been a discussion about antipodal DXing, that is, enhanced reception of a station on exactly the opposite side of the world, especially affecting medium wave. They say DXers in Bermuda, are there any, should make a concerted effort to hear medium wave stations in Perth, Australia, by viewing their antennas to the southeast 120 degrees. Hamilton, Bermuda is perfectly antipodal to the city of Perth, where there are 16 medium wave stations ranging from 2 to 50 kilowatts. The best targets might be split frequencies in North American terms, 585, 684, or 864 kilohertz. But there are 50 kilowatt stations also on 558 and 720. The best time would be at Bermuda sunset, which leaves interference signals in the U.S. still in the daytime. But they'd better hurry up, because in New Zealand DX times, this via Alex Zappara of the ICDX IO group, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, is reviewing submissions about moving Perth's ABC and commercial AM stations to FM, namely the ABC stations 6PB, 6WF, and 6RN, and the commercial stations 6IX and 6PR. I had hoped the radio teletype intruder on 6114 was gone for good, last heard January 13th, but there it was again February 1st at 0707, interfering with Japan on 6115. The intruder is believed to be from the U.S. Navy in the Azores. On January 29th, the website of Bulgarian National Radio, BNR.BG, had a post in English about awards given to some of their personnel for significant contributions. I said, I am impressed, a bit self-congratulatory, and of course, Radio Bulgaria is not on the radio. Shortwave transmitters have been turned over to Spaceline for exploitation, running to foreigners, even gospel hucksters. There is no Radio Bulgaria entry in the World Radio TV Handbook. I remarked that just in time, because it soon became untrue. Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener says, I listened to a 20-minute German program at 18 hours on 3985 via shortwave service called Germany. The English program started at 18:30. In fact, I was about to suggest that they could easily get on shortwave at minimal cost via one of the German low-power relays. Richard Langley monitored further, says, their weekday roughly 22-minute podcast in English called Bulgaria Today is being aired by Call Germany on 3985 at 18:30 until about 18:52. But the podcast was dated on the 27th of January, consisting of news, COVID-19 info, weather, travel, and a music slot. Fairly good reception via the remote in Holland. There is a tuning signal used to fill out the half-hour slot, also for the preceding half-hour in German. Dave Kenny in the British DX Club says the new Bulgarian broadcast replaced Radio Belarus on that relay. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, this is Bulgarian National Radio Horizont Home Service 1, with German and English at 18 and 18:30, not Radio Bulgaria. In fact, January 31st was the 10th anniversary of the final shortwave broadcast from Radio Bulgaria. Richard Langley says they specifically announced themselves as Radio Bulgaria, but I guess not the same Radio Sofia or Radio Bulgaria when Ivo worked for them. Ivo replies, announcing as Radio Bulgaria, but that is not right. The jingles are from the BNR Horizont Home Service number 1. From Egypt, Radio Cairo continues to try to broadcast, usually a strong signal if on the air, but extremely deficient modulation, such as during the English broadcast, a sesquiar starting at 21:15. It's on 9899.606 variable, as heard via remotes, such as on February 2nd. Same situation with some other languages. Zaharis Liangas in Greece has been monitoring. There is Italian at 18UT on 9900. At 19, 9810 carries German, and 9510 Russian. Alan Holder upon the Isle of Wight also reports Cairo in German on 9810. Very strong signal, but the usual distorted mess. Totally incomprehensible. Switching to 9885 at 20UT for French. Dan Robinson remarks, as Glenn likes to say, there's always something egregiously wrong at Radio Cairo. Perhaps it's time for the DX and SWL community to pitch in for a special delegation of knowledgeable persons to visit and help them out. But Christian Milling of Shortwave Service in Germany says, I have offered them help a dozen times, either having a look at the shortwave transmitters or bringing on a reliable live stream or checking their leveling issue. Forget it. It will never change. About the reactivated clandestine for Ethiopia, Oromia National Radio, on 15400, at 16 to 1627 UT, Ivo Ivanov says the broadcast via Romania is scheduled on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturdays only. However, on January 28th, they stayed on the air more than 2 hours later until 1829, carrying other Nexus IRS shortwave and European gospel radio programming. Well, on Monday, January 31st, Arthur Posner near New York says, today it was an Irish music show, The very beginning was talk, heavily jammed until about 16:10. About the CW jamming of the German station on 6085, Wolfgang Büschel did a TDOA, that is, time delay of arrival survey, using remote receivers, four of them in Central Europe, to pinpoint the source, and says the CW was on 6086.3, and the center of the area was North Rhine-Westphalia town of Felbert, or Nebiges suburb, postcode 42553. Apparently not every day, but certain days, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is still showing up on the wrong frequency for the Arabic broadcast at 10:30 to 14:30. It's supposed to be on 9530, as it was February 1st, but Ivo Ivanov says on February 2nd it was on 9130. That's the 500-kilowatt transmitter in Zahedan. In medium wave news, Ray Robinson of KVOH provides an update on the Voice of Hope broadcasting from Israel. It used to be on 1287 kilohertz from Galilee with approximately 30 kilowatts. Launched on 28 March 2017, operating 24/7 in Arabic with mixed Arabic and English IDs. But sadly, it had to cease transmissions in 2020, and its medium wave transmitter stands idle at the moment. Still operating with daily live presentations of music programming from studios in Galilee as an internet-only station. He says medium wave is still culturally relevant in Arabic-speaking countries because they typically have a lot of land area to cover with sparse, spread-out populations. But in northern Israel, Lebanon, and Jordan, which our transmitter used to reach well, that is less the case. We may get back on air, but it is not looking likely at the present time that medium wave will return, at least not at its present location. The British DX Club, Ian Brooks in Dorset, says, I was trying to decode the DRM transmission of Radio Kuwait, 15110, February 1st around 11:30. To receive it, you need to tune the precise transmitted frequency for best results, which turned out to be 15104.688. He says, I've always found this transmission requires a better signal-to-noise ratio than those from Romania or France. Via Steve Witt in Medium Wave News, the National News Agency of Lebanon says, Radio Lebanon's Arabic and English channels have stopped broadcasting on 17 January due to Touch and Ogero generators' diesel shortage. The radio channel has now joined the list of official institutions without electricity, alongside the Information Ministry and NNA headquarters. Missing from the new WRTH are three English broadcasts very well heard even here from Madagascar World Voice. Each for 1 hour at 04 UT, January 31st, I measured about 11824.96 for African Pathways Radio. And also easily here, the 18 broadcast on 13670 and at 20 UT on 11965. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2124. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Voluntary contributions are very much appreciated. Thanks this week to Joe Caberlin in Ontario, who sent some U.S. dollars to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. About that new X-band border station from Reynosa, Tamaulipas, Mexico on 1670, XEFCR. In International DX Digest of the National Radio Club, John Wilkinson, Colorado, reports on January 10th. No IDs were heard, but undoubtedly that station. Back-to-back English songs, nostalgia, and light oldies. No IDs or announcements whatsoever up until 13:30 fade-out. And Mike Jeziorski in Juriquilla, Querétaro, Mexico, has also been hearing it, such as January 23rd at 0700. Playing English-language pop oldies continuously for a couple of months and consistently off-frequency. Oh yes, Wilkins had measured it at 46 hertz on the plus side. Also reported by Brian Clark in New Zealand. December 30th at 0810, the dominant station on the frequency with non-stop English pops measured 48 hertz high at the Brownsville, Texas remote receiver right across the border, only 50 miles away. But he says a regular here in New Zealand since, as of January 17th, it was 41 hertz high. The Mauricio Molano in Spain also reports it, apparently picked up directly February 1st with voice IDs finally between songs as 1670 Focus Radio, sometimes with echo repetitions of Focus, Focus. So now we know what the call letters XEFCR stand for. Via the remote in Holland, I was monitoring 5960 for the situation of Turkey versus China, when at 2341 UT there was adjacent channel interference from 5955. Tuning down there, I was hearing pop songs in English, actually on 5954.987. That's Sunlight Radio, new low-power station in the Netherlands, spelled S-U-N-L-I-T-E. There's contradictory information about its scheduling, but at least on that occasion it was apparently running all night, as well as all day. Power is supposedly only 500 watts, and that's the station previously clarified as being right on the border with Belgium, but on the Netherlands side, at Westdorp. Listening via the remote on the other side of the Netherlands, I found the distance between them at 238 kilometers. Top of the hour, around midnight UT, there was an announcement definitely in Dutch, followed by an ID in English as Sunlight. Radio New Zealand Pacific has two shortwave transmitters that normally uses only one of them at a time. No doubt as a result of the Tonga volcano, they've been running both AM and DRM on two different frequencies in parallel, as noted February 1st by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Now the DRM broadcasts are only on Sundays through Fridays, not on Saturdays. But on those days, here are the frequency pairs with the start times for each. From 1651, 9700 AM, 9780 DRM. From 1836, 11725 AM, 11690 DRM. And from 1936 until 2058, 11725 AM and 13840 DRM. Nominal power in AM, 50 kilowatts, in DRM, 35. A Deutsche Welle press release via Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener, February 3rd. Russia shuts Deutsche Welle's Moscow bureau, withdraws staff credentials. Of all Deutsche Welle staff, shutting down the organization's studio in Moscow, also taking measures to shut down DW broadcasting on Russian territory. It was closing the Moscow bureau and revoking its employees' accreditations in the country. Foreign Ministry said it would terminate the satellite and other broadcasting output of DW on Russian territory. Russia had earlier criticized a German broadcasting regulator's ban on German-language programming by Russia's state broadcaster, RT, as an attack on freedom of expression and freedom of the press. The Russian government said it was planning to initiate a procedure to label DW a foreign media outlet performing the functions of a foreign agent, a designation that carries additional government scrutiny. Chairman of the German Journalists Association, Frank Eberl, said there's no justification whatsoever for this drastic censorship measure, a cheap retaliation for the German media regulator's decision. By the way, German security services have classified Russia Today's German service to be a propaganda arm of the Russian state. Brian Clark in New Zealand tells us, I've been in dialogue with Martin Hadlow, who's been the WRTH collaborator for Solomon Islands. He's been in touch with SIBC and advised this response. Their medium wave transmitter is on and working okay. Problem is with a Japanese manufactured transmitter on shortwave. I think one transmitter runs both 5020 and 9545 frequencies. The SIBC technical team is getting advice from the Japanese manufacturer. The equipment came back on air briefly a few days ago, as of January 31st, but it's off again now. They are working as hard as they can to get it fixed. The medium wave frequency is 1035. New shortwave station in Spain, but of questionable legality. Thanks to Manuel Mendez for all this info. He heard Indy Radio, I-N-D-Y, on 6931, February 2nd at 1655 to 1729, with Spanish rock music, and IDs as Indy Radio La Independiente FM. It was not heard the next morning at 0550 to 0615. Info from their website, www.indyradio.es, in Spanish, says they have been on FM from Sevilla and are also webcasting, and they even admit they've started testing on shortwave 6930, and they say they are non-commercial and only cultural. Their format is Spanish pop and rock music from the 80s, 90s, and aughts. Then Zaharias Dangos was able to hear it via remote in Cordoba, at 1058 UT with an ID, but not making it to the one in Holland, and a poor signal into Portugal. Chris Malinsky's SDR was also hearing it in Maryland around 0430. February 13th every year is World Radio Day, sponsored by UNESCO and the UN. Among the celebrations this Sunday is a special broadcast by the Swedish DX Association. It's at 12 to 13 UT on 9670, replayed at 16 to 17 on 6070 on channel 292 in Germany. Interviews with famous people in the Swedish DX world, nice music, and various other short features. It's not at all clear whether it will be entirely in Swedish or partly in English. This info from Christer Brunström. Confirming our fears about the lack of ham radio in Tonga, Mike Terry forwards this from RSGV. Many radio amateurs have expressed concern over the situation in Tonga after the eruption of the volcano. The IARU Region 3 representative says, ham radio in Tonga is difficult as there are currently no HF operators and few transceivers in storage. I frequently try to monitor the English broadcast to us from Voice of Turkey at 23 UT on 5960. But you never know from one day to the next whether it will be on the air at all. It may come on late, and if it is on the air, whether the modulation will be good or not, or with an accompanying squeal. For example, on February 1st, it was not being heard at 2325, but it was audible at 2347, at least via the remote in Holland. And as sometimes happened, they stayed on the air past midnight UT, going into German, which is not supposed to be on the air at all. Something's always erroneous at Emerald Air. Zaharis Liangas in Greece says on February 1st at 22:26, at the end of another English broadcast on 9610, they started identifying in Italian, not supposed to be on the air at all. Congratulations to Voice of America, celebrating its 80th anniversary this week. Kim Elliott says, doing some research about this, I came across a Facebook post in July of 2020 from Liberia's KMTV about the death of Yvonne Barclay. You may remember her, the host of VOA English to Africa's Request Time in the 1960s and 70s. She was born in 1940 in Monrovia. Kim says Yvonne Barclay had a popularity in Africa rivaling that of Willis Conover in Europe. I remember talking to someone from Africa who told me when I was a Biafran soldier, we listened to Yvonne Barclay every night. AM Italia has completed its transition from 918 to 1323 kHz, including three broadcasts of World of Radio, programmed by IRRS. Unfortunately, the first one, Fridays at 1915 UT, has considerable interference in German, which is a domestic service from Romania. But the others are much more in the clear, as heard via remotes in Europe. That is, Fridays at 21:30 and Sundays at 21 UT. First one, Friday at 19:15, of course, also on shortwave, except for the third Friday of the month, 7290. No, the near freezing weather, even in Florida, WRMI was completely off the air for several hours, Sunday morning, January 30th. All electrical power was down. As we've reported before, three new shortwave stations are trying to get on the air in the U.S. in DRM only, and their motivation is questionable. Ben Cobb has been following this matter in great detail, and now covers it on his website called Experimental Radio News. This issue concerns high-frequency trading and those stations seeking entry into the International Broadcast Service. The website is www.experimentalradio.news. Highly recommended. A quiz in Medium Wave News. What two things link all these American broadcasters, Phil Valentine of WWTN, Mark Bernier on WNDB, Bob Enyard of Real Science Radio Show, KDVR, Dick Farrell of Newsmax, Jimmy DeYoung of Wide Radio Ministry, with the Italian Maurizio Baratti of Radio 24 Hours? Answer, these broadcasters all promoted an anti-vaccination ideology on air, and then died of COVID-19 or complications. To this list, add recent deaths of Douglas Kurma, anti-vax podcaster on Frog News Network, and Marcus Lamb, Christian televangelist and anti-vaccine advocate. It seems like being an anti-vax broadcaster is a dangerous profession. Richard Lemke and others point out that Howard Hesseman, who played Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at the age of 81. These comments by Radio J. Allen. As a guy who spent most of my career in broadcasting, I enjoyed WKRP and Howard Hesseman quite a bit. Sitcoms are like caricatures of life, and every character in that show is an image of someone I ran into during my years in radio. Although the show was done in a very farcical way, I relished the fact that I could identify a real person with every person on that show. It was more real than it seemed. This was first publicized and expected a month ago, but as of February 2nd, KOMO 1000 in Seattle is officially recalled KNWN. Thanks to Bruce Portzer for news about this from Seattle and the Seattle Times. What happened is there is KOMO, the news and talk radio station, sold in May last year by a Sinclair Broadcast Group, and there is KOMO, the TV station, which Sinclair has kept. The radio sale did not include the KOMO brand name. New call letters KNWN stand for Northwest News. And since then, many monitors have confirmed that is the ID, at least, officially on the top of the hour. For many months, we've been hearing an off-frequency carrier all night on 1540.2 kHz, which was eventually traced to WKVQ in Edenton, Georgia, which is supposed to be a 10 kilowatt daytimer. But now it's no longer being heard, David Crawford tells Medium Wave Offset. It's been absent at night for at least the past couple of weeks, but yet determined whether they're totally off or back within frequency tolerance. But Powell E. Way in South Carolina replies on ABDX, "They are off the air, I don't hear it, or the off-frequency note, day or night." For several weeks, we've been detecting a barely audible carrier on 5040 late at night, once Cuba is off, thought to be Radio Vanuatu. And now that's been confirmed since they've actually been modulating. Manuel Mendez in Spain says on February 2nd, before and after 08UT, he was hearing Radio Vanuatu with a fair signal via remote in New Zealand. Zaharias Liangas in Greece was also hearing it via remote in New Zealand around 1000 UT. And Ron Howard could not resist going back to the beach to listen for it on February 2nd after many months of listening to just an open carrier with no audio at all. He was monitoring it from 1004 UT with news, island music, and so forth. They stopped modulating at 1104 but left the carrier on. Also heard February 3rd with a very respectable signal, better than the day before, starting at 1003. Apparently it's the only frequency currently in use. Ivo Ivanov says it's not heard on 3945 or harmonics, and not reported either on 7260. Lucio Tavio Bobrovic in Brazil was hearing it February 2nd around 0835 and could not hear either of those other frequencies at 0530. By the way, we're glad that Ron Howard is still DXing from his favorite location, the beach. Returning home one night, he fell and was injured and was thinking of giving up DXing. But he's now back at it, and we urge him to be careful. And Ron helps to identify a single-letter beacon I heard just below 12,000 kHz, January 30th at 1552, sending the letter Z over and over in CW. It could be one of those from the Soviet era, located in Mukachevo, Ukraine. The propagation outlook from SWPC, geomagnetic field expected to reach active G1 levels on February 5th, ANK the seas peaking at 20 and 5. Lesser peaks of 12 and 4 expected on February 10th, 18th, and 25th. Solar flux peaking at 135 February 4th, declining slightly to only 120 by February 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2124 with a standard disclaimer.